pass so quickly, it's time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
Big Iron!
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big Iron!
Big iron on its head.
Big Iron!
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big Iron!
Big iron on his head.
Big Iron!
Big Iron!
Big Iron!
When he tried to match the ranger.
1776, baby. We got the big iron, but we got to use it in the information war. I want to hit the tyranny that we're fighting in the UK and Mondami and the left here and more. But first, what's a little bit more of Trump's speech? I got some key excerpts coming up. Here it is.
May it rain forever and ever and ever. We will always be on top. We will never let our country fall. We will always be the best. Our founders not only won our liberty, they secured it with the most righteous political document ever conceived. It's called the Constitution of the United States. Very special. And it's because of their genius that we remain the finest people on the planet after 250 years. Unlike so many others in the world, in this country, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal justice under the law, although I wasn't treated that well, but we won't get into that. And the right to keep and bear arms.
Damn right.
And for the almost 6 years that I was president, I guarded very, very powerfully your Second Amendment, and they didn't do a thing to it, and it was not easy. But we guard your Second Amendment. We guard it very,
and notice
very
we're winning that now.
Strongly and cautiously.
They're on the defense. We're
across
winning.
Across the generations, Americans have fought, bled, and died, not just to secure those rights, but to expand them to citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed, because we are one people. We are one family. You showed that tonight.
In the U.K., if you're not white, you're allowed to own knives and carry them openly.
And as our Declaration of Independence tells us, we are all made in the image of one almighty God.
That's powerful. Invoking God. They don't like that. The left hates that.
And a communist will never say that.
Boom.
That's for sure. Few heroes remind us of these truths more than William Kearny, who escaped slavery to become a Union soldier in the Civil War, which was a very big, big deal at the time. On the front lines of battle, he saw a comrade struck down by enemy fire while carrying the Stars and Stripes, and Sergeant Kearny dove to the ground to keep the flag from touching the mud. He didn't want to have it touch the ground. He didn't want to have it touch the mud. He wanted it to be perfect. He raised it high above the field and was shot 4 times. They thought he was gone, but he kept moving forward. He loved our country. He loved our flag. Before he returned to camp and announced,
"You don't love
boys,
America,
the
what do you love? You got to serve something. Ask what not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And then that empowers us all. America 250, fighting for its life and winning. It's not a bed of roses, but at least we're fighting and we're winning. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. and they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hour number two of this live July 5th, 2026 Sunday transmission. Remember, the tyrants work around the clock trying to take us off the air. It'd be a real shame if you shared the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live up there in the corner of your screen. To your whole email message, text message list saying, here's the forbidden show and the news site. Alex Jones is back, reaching more people than ever, thanks to the listeners and viewers taking action. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of the resistance and victory over tyranny. The spirit of 1776 lives here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark that down and remember it. All right. Let's look at what we're fighting. Let's look at Mondami. Let's look at the left. Let's look at Newsom. Let's look at what they're up to. But first, let's look at the UK, because the exact same NGOs, the same globalist programs are in control there, same crap in Europe, same thing in Canada. This is what the blue cities are trying to implement here in the United States in a big, big way. So multiple times a day, we'll play the raw footage of them and Brandon Straka talking about it in a moment, multiple times a day without looking, I'm not like looking for this, you see in London or Birmingham or Sheffield in England, the street preacher just preaching the gospel, beat up, hit over the head by the illegal, I guess they're legal aliens. They just bring them in. Almost none of them get jobs. Most of the crimes caused by them, rape, murder, you know, sex slavery, you name it. And then the police tackle them and take them to jail. And there's it's another clip of this, and this is even one of the most egregious ones. The guy isn't spewing blood out of his head or anything, or he's not been stabbed five times and put in handcuffs to bleed to death. With the police not giving him aid, you know, like all those other cases. But why it is interesting is the Birmingham police, after they arrested him, said, yes, he attacked people, he's bad, this is a good arrest. But everybody saw the footage of their angles, and they had to come out after hundreds of millions of views on X, thanks to Elon Musk allowing the truth to come out, and said, okay, it was a false arrest, we're wrong, and we're dropping the charges. Wow, they never say they're wrong. Keir Starmer had to resign. This two-tier justice system that we have in blue cities here as well, but they have all over Europe and the UK, is really getting exposed. But just notice how it's always the female police in Europe that are doing this. And you that's just footage last week of in France, the invaders are pulling their pants down, trying to rape women. Men tackle them, so the women run up and start defending them. I mean, it's Stockholm Syndrome. So go to the raw footage, you go to Brandon Straka talking about it, and then they made AI joke videos because based on true stuff. So I said, this isn't even satire. I mean, other than the cop being particularly crazy looking, the AI fat lady cop, because this is actually based on true stuff that actually goes on. And then that dovetails with the new video that just came out. UK police now openly threatening to arrest people for future crime. Oh, if we let you speak, it may make the Muslims get mad and riot, so we're going to go ahead and arrest you. And then I have footage of a street preacher saying Islam is taking over. Islam is a cancer. They arrest him for blasphemy, saying you're not allowed to talk bad about Muhammad, even though there's not even a law. So, again, this is the tyranny. And this is, and I have all these clips of Muslims, you know, saying we're taking over, we're dominating your country, we're putting in Sharia law. So I got a clip of Sneeko, who's this popular, you know, influencer, big anti-Israel guy. So people are like, oh, it's okay, he hates America because he's anti-Israel. That's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And they have a name for that that I'm going to be getting to and introducing to folks here in just a few minutes. But let's go ahead. Let's hear the real videos versus the satire ones that are exactly the same. I mean, it ceases to be satire when you just put out an AI thing that's a fake version of what really happened. What's even the point? I guess it's funny. I don't even know if it's healthy to do that. I'm not saying don't make it, don't put it out. I'm just saying, what's the point of making AI ones that mirror what actually happened? You know, they've also done versions of the AI of Grand Theft Auto, taking real events that happened in the UK and France and in Germany, where, you know, guys raping a woman, stabbing a woman, and then people attack the stabber, and then the police attack them. And we've just got countless videos in the U.S. over the weekend of whites being beat down by mobs of blacks because whites deserve it, because, you know, blacks think they're being hunted down by whites because the media says so. Then I've got all these TV shows and movies showing whites attacking blacks, but it's all fiction, but it creates this perception in young black people this is actually the case. It's absolutely cuckoo town. What is going on? So let's go ahead and roll those clips.
This video was taken outside a bar in Birmingham, England, and it shows a white man surrounded by a group of non-white English migrants who surround him and at one point grab him around the neck and pull him to the ground, and it becomes a somewhat violent incident. At that moment, Birmingham police immediately become involved. I don't know what they were doing up until that moment, off on the side watching, but I guess we won't ask that question. But when they decide to get involved, they actually, as you can see, a female officer apprehends the white man who was grabbed around the neck and pulled to the ground. Take a look. And there she goes. So the kicker here is that it's the white guy who ends up getting apprehended and arrested for putting his hands on the female officer here, which you really can't blame him for, because if you take a look at this video,
well, she grabs
him. He's just coming up from the ground and getting reoriented after being attacked by this group of people, and doesn't even have an opportunity to see what's going on before somebody else is grabbing him and putting their hands on him. Nonetheless, this is the current state of affairs in England.
Leave her alone, mate.
Let me touch you.
Leave her alone!
Is that Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm breaking no laws.
Okay.
I'm not approaching people.
Okay.
People are approaching me.
Okay. And all I'm saying is, if you carry on, then there will be issues, all right?
With the people?
With the police.
Why? How is that possible when I'm not breaking any laws?
Me and my colleague, we've explained it many times. We can arrest someone to prevent a breach of the peace. Breach of the peace is...
But he has to be doing something wrong.
Yeah. We're arresting you to prevent it from you doing something wrong. We're not going to leave you to carry on winding people up.
What is this like? Minority report, like a crime that might happen in the future. You're going to prevent it.
Prevent the breach of peace. Have you heard about that?
Why don't you just tell people to mind their own effing business?
Well, I wouldn't recommend you do that.
Why?
Because you're going to cause issues. We are here to stop anyone attacking anyone or anyone getting angry, because your behaviour, if you carry on with some of these people, someone might lose their temper.
Yeah.
And then that's going to cause a breach of peace, isn't it?
Oh, God, I should have just stayed in bed this morning, shouldn't I?
When kids are getting raped and murdered in my own country, it's happening.
We'll go back to this in a moment, but I'm going to explain something. I can show you 500 videos, literally, in just the last year that I've seen. Pull them up right now. Just type in, a man arrested in UK for dog at the park that angered Muslims. Or Muslims demand no dogs in public. And then I have members of parliament and then mayors and city council members saying, we want laws passed banning dogs because they're bad, they have a carbon footprint, they eat meat, that's bad for the earth, and Muslims don't like them. And they're literally banning knives for everybody else in the UK, or have banned them, them having them outside your house, or even having a sword in your house, if you're white. But if it's your heritage of 13 other ethnic groups that aren't white, you're allowed to have swords and knives and run around waving them at people. Look it up. And you can stab people to death. When you're dying, they put you in handcuffs, and it's wonderful. You've seen that. I mean, that's who these people are. And if you try to go to Speaker's Corner and read from the Bible, you get arrested. They've been doing that for 500 years of free speech. That's banned, even though there's not a law. This is how they do it. And again, here's a man speaking out against Islam peacefully. He gets arrested and charged. And I'm going to show you examples of a man that just spent 700 days in prison in Ireland, and he had to be released by a higher level court. They were keeping him indefinitely because he would not use pronouns in the elementary school for boys they said were girls. No, your name is Jimmy. I'm not saying Sally. 700 days in jail. You pray a 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic, 3 years in prison. Quietly, silently. Go ahead and play. This man was arrested for blasphemy. Here we go.
When kids are getting raped and murdered, in my own country it's happening as well. Hey, you stood there smiling. Muhammad and Muslims are nothing but evil ideologies. It is evil.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing to me? I have the right.
That's the Muslims. Yay!
Yes,
Muhammad. We're all right here, man. Don't worry about us. Come on.
Yay! I can play you 1,000 clips. You've already seen them. I can play you literally 1,000 clips of Muslims just in the last year in the UK and Europe marching saying, we're going to enslave you. We're going to kill you if you don't convert to Islam. We're conquering you. We're taking over. We dominate you. We rule you. You are scum. You are slaves. They can do whatever they want. Here they are putting the guy in the back of a cage in a paddy wagon. And look at this goonish, the female cops. They're just, that's what they do. They put these SJW people in charge of everything. So here's Sneeko, a popular influencer. And here he is in New York. I got a bunch of clips of this with the thousands of Muslims marching, declaring their victory, declaring they're taking over, declaring that everything belongs to them. And this is what we're dealing with. Groups, the Quran says we come in, we take over. And any Muslim that doesn't support that is a backslider. They're not an Orthodox Muslim. And so look at all these people. I guarantee you 90% of them don't have jobs. They're all on welfare. They just hang out all day in their tracksuits, whether they're in London, whether they're in Paris, whether they're in Madrid, whether they are in Toronto, whether they are in Los Angeles. Just look up the numbers. 90% never get jobs. They just sit around in tracksuits. You know, the young ones do. The older men wear nightgowns all day and, you know, teach they're going to bring in Sharia law. They're going to rule everyone while they hop around screaming and yelling that they are taking control with their Muslim mayors of all the major cities like Sadiq Khan in London and Mondami and all the rest of them. They're allied with the left. And you've got all these bizarre videos of LGBT lesbians and trannies and Muslim men saying, I love it. I'm gay, waving pride flags. And the Muslims in any other country, it's a death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty in Egypt. Death penalty in Saudi Arabia. Death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty. But they love it. Islam's good because it's anti-Western, the Red-Green Alliance. Go ahead and roll the clip of Sneeko.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Oh, no! Fuck you! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim. Welcome to Mamdani's New York. You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this, too.
Under what he's saying there in Arabic is under Sharia law. The guy's not a citizen. Hey, Stephen Miller, make the call. Deport his ass. Get him out of this country. We don't want Islamics here saying they run things. We don't want Netanyahu coming here and saying they run things. We don't want Xi Jinping doing it. They can only clean up San Francisco for him. Remember that? And the governor said, well, we didn't clean it for you. We did for him. Get him out of here. You don't want to be an American? Get out of our country. Let the door hit you on your ass. Unbelievable. I mean, I didn't give you the number. I think it's on here. Do we have the gay pride thing at the Muslim event? I think I gave that to you. I mean, I just, everybody knows about it. What's the point of even showing it to you? But how are they getting away with this before I get into Mondami? Yeah, yeah. Wait, look at this. Look at this guy. He's got his trans for Hamas. I mean, yeah, and this is a guy that took over a TPS USA event, I guess. I mean, what the hell is this? Or is this a guy making a joke about it? This is another clip. Oh, this is a guy. This is another clip. This is a guy making the point. Go ahead and roll this clip. Let's see what he's saying. From
gays for Gaza, trans for Hamas, trans for Palestine. This really confuses me. If a gay person goes to a Muslim country, they'll be thrown off a building. If a trans goes to a Muslim country, they will be stoned to death. Or the feminists like Free Free Palestine. If a feminist goes to Palestine, she will be covered from head to toe, beaten up. She'll be forced to marry a Muslim man. The liberals don't understand that Christianity is the best religion, because in Christianity, we actually love you and we want you to repent. You see, these guys hate America, but if it wasn't for America, these guys would kill these guys. America are the only people protecting these guys from these guys, but for some reason, these guys hate America, but they love these guys.
Good point. That's not the video. I must have sent the wrong one, but it's actually a vent in New York with the... You can, anybody can just type in naked lesbians celebrate Islam or naked trans, and I mean, it's for some reason they're naked in it. And... we show drag queen story times, and they have these city events with naked men and little kids, and you see Muslims in the hijabs. They're at them. I mean, these are, I mean, look at these people. I haven't seen this footage. Yeah, these are the people that, want to educate your kids. These are the people that say America is a horrible thing. Yeah, I mean, let's play a few of these clips. Here you go. This was over the weekend. She's just cussing. We can't play it. We have to lay it out. Go back to the weirdos with hot dogs in their mouth with kids. Let's just go ahead and play that. What is this? Look at these absolute lunatics. I guess they got carrots in their mouths. I mean, just... By the way, we're not cherry-picking this. Go to a Democrat event in Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, this is where I'm at, is Austin, San Antonio, Houston, go to Michigan, Detroit, not just New York, not just Miami, not just L.A., not just Portland, not just Seattle. It's everywhere. Like they came from another dimension, a planet of lunatics. There's a bunch of crazy-ass nerds, and I don't even know what to say for these people anymore. All right, I want to get into Mondami now. And I already mentioned this, but this is just the first story. There's a bunch of stuff on him. And again, Mondami's not an idiot. You know, his wife, she said, she made a point. She goes, I'm not going to be here for July 4th. I'm leaving to go to an Islamic scholarship event for women and a retreat in Spain. Yeah. Oh, yes, Islam's so good. Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to his 78-degree AC rule as temps in building hit as low as 54 degrees. You can hang meat in there. That's the New York Post. Unbelievable. Sweaty Post reporters armed with an infrared thermometer tested 20 spots within City Hall and other municipal offices and buildings they were able to access, and all but five of them were below 78 degrees. The heat for thee, but not for me, revelation comes after Mondami got roasted online Wednesday when he recommended New Yorkers set their ACs to 78 degrees or higher to help avert potentially dangerous Con Edison power outages as they've shut down the power plants and the data centers are slurping it all up. Maybe the mayor shouldn't tell New Yorkers to sacrifice their comfort if he isn't willing to do the same. With little laser scanners, you can go read the temp. Most of the locations tested by the Post hovered a degree or two off of Mondami's approved benchmark 2 hours after Central Park hit. And it goes on. The Democratic Socialist drew scores of half-baked warmth of collectivism jokes Wednesday after issuing the recommendations. But some of the buildings were as low as 56 degrees. No, excuse me. 54 degrees. 54 degrees. So I guess you could refrigerate everything in there you need. 62 degrees, 64 degrees. The mayor's office. Unbelievable. But it's not unbelievable. They all have their jets and their private jets and everything else, but we're all evil and can't have anything. Mondami's advice for seniors gets brutally mocked. Yeah. The Democrat Party is literally communist, and they admit it, got a compilation of those. Mayor Zoran Mondami ordered New Yorkers to cut back, but again, they're at 54. Now, this is a really important stuff from the Gateway Pundit. Mondami rent freeze will effectively take out 40% of New York apartments off the market. I looked it up. The local news admits that 40% are saying we can't even do the upgrades or even do the maintenance, and they have all the green carbon taxes still in New York City that Trump's killed in most areas of the country. But still, New York has it, so they have to do these hundreds of thousands, millions in some cases, upgrades to be in compliance. Well, now you can't raise your rent to do it, so bye-bye. It's all meant to bankrupt it. Democrat Socialist of America official says on national TV they plan to influence the 2028 Democrat primary. We'll be thrilled if AOC runs as a Democrat Socialist Democrat. And it goes on and on and on. Wins by the far left set up challenge for Hakeem Jeffries. Every major Democrat that was up for election has been primaried. That is the future of the Democrat Party. Absolutely tyrannical. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I'm going to look at why we're in this position and how we get out of it. We have the tools. We know the system that works. We have to let people know that under the globalist system of collectivism, it's designed to get worse, not better. And that the deeper you get into it, the worse it gets. But we got to stop the crony capitalism as well. And it's the big banks and BlackRock that are selling to communism to subdue the public in a dumbed-down system of control. It's communism at the grassroots, corporate fascism above the law internationally. That's the real globalist system. People have to be educated and have to understand why are the big banks, why are the ultra-rich funding communism? Because it takes control of the population and freezes them with a subsistence-level living. That's called feudalism. That is the system they're bringing in. But college students are testing at the level of 10-year-olds, massive numbers of them. That is the deliberate dumbing down. That is the Common Core. And we need to talk about how we deal with this and more as we do a retrospective on America's 250 and beyond. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feed on X now at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And go to our site, alexjoneslive.com. There's a lot of hype in the world, a lot of talk. But when you look at what we've done together, exposing the globalists and launching a worldwide populist movement against their tyranny together, it's insane. That's why they've come after us. And that's why they demonize America. The globalist transhumanists wanted to destroy the idea of a free market, open, free society. The American system that became the apple of the world's eye. They want you to think all the tyranny is because of the American Republic. No, it's because of the globalists that have taken it over. They are the ones that want to break our will. And that's why it's so important to not take a knee during the national anthem. That's why it's so important to be proud of the good things in America. Private property, the right to self-defense, the right to own your own business and live your own life and worship the God you choose or not worship God. And that's what we've stood for so long. And now at AlexJonesLive.com, relaunching the new network, everything we're doing, it's so important to understand the enemy wants you to hate America. They want you to blame America for the problems and the things we witness. No, it's the left. It's the globalists. It's the transhumanists. It's the UN. It's the WF. It's the neocons. It's the warmongering rhinos. And that's why they hate what we're doing at AlexJonesLive.com. That's why, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great republic, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all the best sellers. 50% off on Patriot Apparel, and it finances the second American Revolution worldwide. We've done so much together, but I'm here to tell you, the greatest days of the information war, using the truth against the liars, are just now arriving. Humanity and the Great Awakening, the fourth turning, is here. Their COVID lockdowns were openly designed, they admitted, to train us to be prisoners in our own homes, to work from home, to consult our smartphone before we can leave our house. But it backfired, and they've lost all the trust. And so that's why we got to press the attack right now and celebrate America's 250th anniversary, because it's an idea they fear. It's 1776 worldwide. Their transhumanist globalist death cult cannot operate worldwide if people remember America and remember the freedom. And it can rise like a phoenix again, and it is rising like a phoenix again. And that's why I'm celebrating this 250th anniversary with so much pride and honor for our ancestors and our veterans and all of you today that have stood against the globalist tyrants. I salute you, and that's why this anniversary is so incredibly critical, because the threat we face today is greater than the threat our forebears faced in 1776, July 4th. But we have more people awake, and we have technology as well, and that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. We defeated King George III 250 years ago, and we will defeat the globalists today thanks to your action. So please support our operations now as we stand together and get incredible supplements that will empower you and enrich your life, and great Patriot Apparel to spread the word and keep us on air and celebrate America's 250th together at thealexjonesstore.com. The globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation, to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, we're going to jam-pack the last 28 minutes of the hour. And then Royce White, loaded for bear from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, kicking ass, hitting on all cylinders, will be taking over Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Please join him for that and share the live feeds and tell folks about the local stations you're listening to and support them. All right. So what's going on here? Well, Americans and people in the West in general don't live as long. It's about all this science and stuff trying to keep us alive, and there's 5G and GMO and forever chemicals and all the rest of it, but Common Core's been taught for 20 years, 2 plus 2 equals 5, and they got rid of discipline in the schools and got out of schools for 50 years. You know what's going on. And so it wasn't just Jesse Waters. I can go out and show you this. I mean, I know he's not making it up. They went and talked to college kids in Florida, 90% didn't even know what the country was founded on. They thought Ronald Reagan was the first president. They didn't even, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, they had no idea. That is dangerous. That's scary. They know all about music and football, but they think politics is some weird thing, where they come from, what their country is. And so they're susceptible then to have the country demonized because they don't even know what it stands for and the fact that it is a competing system against the globalist death cult transhumanist. So they had a new poll out. Nearly half Americans don't know what America's 250th is celebrating. It's worse than that. So what's really going on here? Well, you got an army of people running around demonizing it at the same time. Independence Day rant. Toxic Queen. Dodo Jasmine Crockett lectures Americans. Says that we owe everything to black women. If you say, well, black women are great, but we owe everything to a lot of people. It's all about elitism, all about race. Leftist hack Dana Bash gets horrified. Tries to grill Doug Burgum over Trump's Patriot Front demonstrations in D.C., who are obviously, in my view, working for the feds. And it goes on and on and on. But what's really happening here? Well, look at the numbers here. And this is out of Futurism magazine. College students are testing at the level of 10-year-olds. Gone are the days of university freshmen reading classical philosophers like Plato or contemporary like Ta-Nehisi Coates. These days, incoming college students are lucky if they can get through Judy Blume's Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing, or Jack and Jill went skipping with their dog Spot. According to new survey of adult skills conducted by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, that's the big globalist mega corporation at the heart of the whole BlackRock takeover. This is designed to bankrupt society and take over. That was set up after World War II in Europe, but it's actually the big black hole. According to the new survey of adult skills, they're testing how much they've dumbed us down by the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, a forum for 38 high-income, predominantly Western countries. A not insignificant number of adult students enrolled in higher education are now reading and doing math at the level which, in a more functional society, would be alarming for a middle schooler. That's right. Be alarming if a middle schooler 20 years ago was this ignorant, this illiterate. The survey, first spotted by The Economist, tested around 160,000 people. It's huge. Of all ages, across 38 member states, it found that across all OECD member countries, it's just a forum, a full 8% of college students are reading at the level of a 10-year-old. If not worse, while countries like Germany and France rang in at under 5%, countries like Poland, Israel, United States blew the curve at 21, 20, and 14%, respectively. The numbers aren't much better when it comes to math. The OECD countries, 9% of college students do math at or below a 10-year-old level. 10-year-old level. In Italy, the U.S., and Slovakia, the figure jumped over 15% of college students. They're letting them pass high school, folks. They're letting them get into college. Only outdone by Israel, where roughly 21% of college students were underachieving at the same low benchmark. I thought Israel's the most exceptional country in the world, and I'm not bashing Israel. Israel is one of the richest countries per capita in the world, has some of the biggest brains, best scientists. Nobody's debating that. But hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make hard times. I've never been to Israel. I've seen the footage of the young people there. They're just like ours. A large portion are zombies. Now, a lot are amazing, but it is the success of the West is what has made us so decadent, and now we're slouching towards collapse. Unbelievable. The article goes on. You should go read it for yourself. So, and again, I don't need to read that study to know it's true. It's one of the biggest ever done, 160,000, and that's by the big receivership above the IMF, World Bank. It is the receiver bankruptcy arm of the globalists. It's the OECD with BlackRock running Ukraine. They're the ones that, when the U.S. finally goes belly up, if they're able to kill Trump's recovery, which the war is helping do, is going to come in with the new global central bank digital currency, the world ID, the universal basic income. They're going to have a uniform ledger where your car, your house, your land, your ideas, your intellectual property are forced by the government into a ledger to then, with the collapsing stock market and value, boost it up a little, but they can always, with algorithms and AI, change the value constantly, and you don't actually own anything. You're a stakeholder. You'll own nothing and be happy. Remember that? They describe what it all is about. And if you wear headphones all the time that brain scan you and read your thoughts, then you get a higher credit like the Black Mirror. By the way, I'm not joking. 2 years ago, I had the IMF at the World Economic Forum saying, here are the earpieces. They read your brainwaves. And if people wear these all the time, we will give you a bonus for doing that. If you don't drive a car, and if you don't have children, we'll give you a bonus. Oh, yeah, they're not just going to give you all this free stuff and then you just get free stuff. Under the mark of the beast, you must worship the beast, meaning do whatever it says in whatever new download, whatever new way. Today, you got to jump 5 feet in the air. Tomorrow, you got to stand on your head with your thumb in your mouth. I'm being sarcastic, but that's what this is all about. Always changing, always giving you a new rule, a new system you have to follow. It is absolutely beyond nightmarish, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely beyond nightmarish. And you got to have a bunch of dumbed down dumbos. By the way, I haven't covered that in about a year. Guys, remind me tomorrow, because I saw a few weeks ago new ones at the World Economic Forum and also Microsoft and Meta. Oh, you didn't know Meta glasses are getting your brainwaves too? And, of course, it's quackery. Like, they are getting some brainwaves, but they go, oh, your boss will know if you're upset. They'll know if you're actually focusing. Oh, they'll know. Your cars are, all the new cars by law have kill switches in them. They have cameras watching your eyes. And if it thinks you're not looking ahead straight enough, it'll say, I'm about to pull over if you don't wake up and look. You know, and I mean, it's all your little robot minders are already deployed. Everybody's like, oh, my God, flock cameras are watching us. Yes, they're terrible. They're bad. That is a baby system coming out compared to the ring. I'm not defending flock. I'm saying I've been telling you about this for 30 years going in. It's here. Just be aware of the big stuff, too, okay? Because the public's always weird to, like, wake up to this or that, but not all the major appliances, the smart meter on your house, your phone is the big enchilada. It's the main control grid. They're implanting you through the shots with graphene oxide that can be coded like a computer to track and trace you. This is all declassified. Yeah, you got pre-crime now. Oh, your flock camera saw you doing something wrong, and it's not even accurate. It's not even true. Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow to get to that. Trillions of miles of data. Your car is spying on you, and it's only just the beginning. It's watching you. It's listening to you. It's got hidden cameras in it by law. It was already in all the luxury cars 20 years ago. In most of the regular cars 10 years ago. It's the law now as of this year. But still, they have big tech at Congress, and they'll go, my grandson says this phone can track me. Is that true? Is this GPS? And they go, no, it's not GPS, because technically it's GPS triangulated off a cell tower. It's not GPS itself. They can't even get to that point. I hear that flock camera read my plate. So, absolutely insane. And then you got this type of craziness. And by the way, I see this article for at least 10 years all the time. There have been hundreds of companies we know of that have created, quote, artificial life. And you talk about the Andromeda strain, where a spacecraft comes back and gets in the atmosphere, a type of space fungus that takes over the whole world. That's also the kind of the backstory in Interstellar that came out a few years ago, that the dust is taking over. The point is that they are making artificial organisms all over the place that are nanotech that eat stuff, eat metal, eat flesh, eat plants, and can get out and self-replicate, and they say are alive. And because it never existed on the planet before and is not based on any life form currently here, it's an alien. You think of aliens coming from a flying saucer or interdimensionally or whatever. Think of the movie Species in the 90s where the aliens send the data of what to put in an embryo with DNA, and it's actually them taking over. We don't need aliens to do it. We got our own crazy people doing it. Look at this. This is out of Futurism. Scientists build fully synthetic life form that can eat and reproduce. That was like, for the first time. No, it's not. Scientists claim that for the first time in history, they have constructed a synthetic cell that feeds, grows, and replaces just like a natural one, but non-living chemical components. The team from the University of Minnesota says the SPUD cell is the first synthetic cell with a complete cell cycle and can grow, replicate in genome, divide, and undergo selection and completion across multiple generations. The researchers was being hailed as a major breakthrough, could usher in a new biotech era defined by synthetic organisms that can be grown from scratch and programmed to complete specific functions. It is a futuristic approach that could open many doors for efforts to solve a wide variety of human problems, from fighting cancer to capturing carbon. And, of course, you think about the problems, it's incalculable. Think of all the other stuff that's gotten out from an experiment. Oh, they were studying down in Guatemala Africanized bees in the 60s, and they got out and now everywhere. Think about something a million times worse. Oh, in the 50s, a big shipment of wood from Brazil with fire ants got here, and now they're just devastating everything. Oh, this is millions of times potentially worse. Unbelievable. So that's what we got to talk about. Those are the issues. Out of control, runaway, mad scientist train. Run by a satanic clown named the devil. Now, let's get to this where I had some more amazing excerpts from Trump's speech. You dislike Trump all day for things he's done and being disappointing. It doesn't matter. The speech about God and country and capitalism and freedom, the spirit of 1776 and the left and communism being evil, that is sunlight to a plant, water to a plant. That's what we need. That rhetorically is beautiful, and it has a big effect. And he's implementing some of it, so I'll take what I can get here. By the way, Nick Fuentes will debate some of this. I'd agree with most of what he says. Is joining me for 2 hours Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Central, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, right here at the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com. Now, I want to play a couple of Candace Owens clips. The first one is Candace on with Sean Ryan, the popular podcaster, and they're spinning us that she's glad Charlie's dead and that she's saying he had to die to fulfill this prophecy that he would expose the New World Order and cause a great awakening. Well, Charlie's great, friend of mine, did a great job. TPUSA getting people to vote, wonderful. But we're already in the Great Awakening. We're all doing it together. But Charlie's a big part of that. And certainly him getting murdered, if it was the trans guy and all that, who knows? A lot of it, the story doesn't add up, as you know. That did cause a great awakening. But then because the story's so weird and doesn't add up, and that takes hours to get into, obviously. But we've talked to the family. They say they didn't tell the police he did it. They say the official story is not true, but they're scared. We've talked to them. We've played exclusive clips here. A lot of it they don't want on air, though, so we haven't played the rest of it. We'll just stop there. And you got the 30-odd-6 bullet not going through. All that's pure crap. Looks like an exploding microphone. Digging up all the concrete and dirt under governor's orders and FBI orders. Why are you doing that? I'm not saying that his crew killed him. I think it's more logical, and I'm not saying this, I'm just saying it's a speculation, because the fifth floor doesn't add up, we don't know. Cashville killed, foreign involvement connections, I broke that, and it came out later to be accurate. Of course it was, but I mean, huge. Is he still alive? Where's all the blood? Looks like a squib, you know, in a stunt movie or something. That's what my Navy SEALs and Army guys the first week said, we think he's alive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that seems more plausible than his own crew that knew him for a decade. And I know some of these guys. These are not secret agent spy murderers. That he's still alive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you look at the official story, it doesn't add up. But it's healthy to ask these questions. I don't think his wife was involved killing him or staging anything. But that's the big cat fight that's gone on there. But I think Candace of the First Amendment has a right to ask those questions. But the point is that it did cause a big awakening to people in the Trump movement to not trust Trump. And the way it got turned from the left and the trannies actually out killing people, and the way it got spun over into Trump, is all because the official story doesn't add up, and Cashtel killing the investigation, and Charlie saying, I think Israel might kill me. We broke that a month before he was killed. He called me and said, thank you for trying to stop the war with Midnight Hammer. He called me and thanked me for exposing Epstein. He said, we got to get Trump back, to do the right thing on this. And I knew that was all true when Candace was saying it, because he told me that and called me, and I got the phone records and text messages. So what we're being told, is it true? Who's guilty? Who did it? I'm not sure. But definitely everything is up in the air with Cash Patel saying, don't look at foreign government's involvement and don't look at the trans people that said he'll be dead tomorrow. And then Patel told the TPUSA, USA high level, told me, well, we can't probably convict them, so we're not going to look at them. Yeah, we know they said he'd be dead tomorrow, a whole bunch of them, but in the town, but we're just not going to look at that. What? Are you covering up for them or Israel, or is he really alive? I think it's all open here to ask questions. Sorry. Here's Candace Owens.
Do you think this needed to happen?
What did happen?
This veil to be lifted.
Yeah. I have to believe that. I am, at my core, an eternal optimist. I have to believe that Charlie was right, that his death was going to happen because it would be tied to a global awakening. And I've seen that. There is true evil being exposed. I think we as a society needed shock treatment. And so Charlie's death contributed to an awakening. And I have to keep that perspective that, you know.
Keep going.
Yeah. October 7th proved they have a right to commit a genocide.
Let's stop here.
Now.
We're going to go back to this now in a moment. Again, I don't see anything wrong about what she said. She's clearly saying that he knew he'd probably get martyred, and it's causing a great awakening, and that's a good thing, and it's positive. She's not happy he's dead the way they're spinning it. And that's just how this fight's gone, with both sides going at each other, and overall it's destructive. But that's just the way it is when the system's lost total trust. That's just natural, and that's just the way it is. Now, here she is also being attacked all over the news for saying Netanyahu basically set up October 7th. Well, Israel founded Hamas in the late 70s. He doubled their funding in the last decade. He was secretly funding them through Qatar. That's been declassified. They did stand out for 7.5 hours when it's the most militarized place in the world. That's come out. There was a stand down. He said there was a stand down. We'll find out who did it later. The army said he ordered it. He says they did it. Well, he stands to gain from it. So people go, well, wait a minute. Hamas hates Israel. They attack. Yeah, they obviously weren't taking orders from him. But they wanted to trigger this big event, but he stood down to make it far worse than it would have been, making him extremely guilty. And remember what happened on 9/11, finding the passports, the hijackers working with Israel, they were just the decoys. That's all. I mean, films, written books on that subject. That's a whole area to look at, working with criminals in our government, Project for American Century, the neocons, Rebuilding America's Defenses, the PNAC, program, Pax Americana. These are all documents I'm telling you to look up from 2000. Right before the attacks. So what she's saying here is absolutely true. Here it is.
October 7th proved they have a right to commit a genocide now, even though they plotted it October 7th and Bibi Netanyahu allowed it to happen. And all the evidence shows that. The whole point is that they've been doing this forever, these false flag attacks. This is the whole history of Israel, is false flag attacks. I mean, look at the USS Liberty, and they still deny what they did. Deny in the face of overwhelming evidence that they believe it is their birthright to mass murder, steal, kill, and rape, take from people, destroy heritage, and then reintroduce themselves in other societies with all of this wealth that they stole, and say that it's because they worked hard. Yeah, they worked hard murdering people and stealing and running the gulag.
My issue with what she says, and she has the right to say it, and most of that's true, is if you're going to expose Israel, the Levon affair and the USS Liberty and the King David Hotel and bombing synagogues in Spain and Iraq and everywhere in the 50s and 60s to make Jews move to Israel, and the Zionists working with Hitler to not let them flee anywhere but Israel, and that's all public, you need to then point out that the British do false flags and the U.S. does false flags and the Gulf of Tonkin and all that. My issue is I always get attacked by people that are totally anti-Israel because I cover it all. You want to know history? You want to know? I'll show you where to go look it up. Show you where to go it. Yeah, Israel does all that really evil stuff. They're holding us hostage for nuclear blackmail. They knew we weren't going to win this war quickly. They drug us into it. That's all wrong. I just want to then add, not to even defend Israel, it's not fair to talk about Israel doing really bad stuff and then say they're the only ones that do it. And Netanyahu is particularly bad in the last 25 years he's been in power. And his fingerprints are all over 9/11. So I think overall what Candace is doing there is healthy, and we're just covering the facts, let the chips fall where they may. Oh, we got a bunch of good clips of Trump. Americans won the West and built the modern world because America is a nation of winners. They're always trying to demoralize you. It's important to state that fact so we can get back to that excellence. More clips of him, but we're almost out of time. Go ahead and play the Nation of Winners clip.
Tonight, we gather on the eve of one of the most extraordinary days in the history of the world. Tomorrow, we mark 250 years of glorious independence and 250 years of majestic American freedom. Nothing like it. I was at the museum the other day at its opening. Theodore Roosevelt, when he returned triumphant from Cuba, printed with the words, "Welcome home, Colonel Roosevelt." He was a victor of San Juan Hill. He was a great gentleman. Americans won the West and built the modern world because America is a nation of winners. And today our country is winning again, and we're winning like never before.
All right, America. I got a bunch of other powerful clips. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Be sure and join us. But the great Royce White, always an excellent transmission, coming up right after this break. You'll find the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X. There he is. Boom, Royce White. Put him on screen. Can't wait to get his take on all the craziness going on. I'll be listening while I sit around here for a few hours doing work and research and writing headlines for all the clips out of the show that are so powerful. We'll post it Real Alex Jones on X and at alexjoneslive.com. That's the jumping off point, the URL to share. Find Alex Jones. He's back. Never went anywhere. You're the emissaries of the truth. Can't do it without you. alexjoneslive.com. Be sure and follow us on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, right up there in the corner. But before we end, we're in fundraising mode to finish the new big fancy studio and to hire reporters and more crew. And I want to go 20 hours a day live. I want to have a late night show that's like 2 hours long. I won't be the host, but I'll pop in on it. Don't worry. We got big plans. You think we've given the globalists trouble? It's been you backing us that did it. Our success is your success, and I salute you. This is about 1776. This is about the answer to 1984 being 1776. It's about you being the resistance. So share the article, share the video, share the URLs, and support us and get the very best supplements in the world, the very coolest knives and coins and Patriot apparel. It's all there. Now, show the B-roll, please. Here's the coins. You see this? There's only 5,000 of these made in Missouri. 2,000 just got delivered. They're almost already sold out. 3,000 more come in on Friday, and that's it. There's only 5,000 of these in existence. It's got the Jerusalem cross with 1776 on it. United States of America, Sestra's Centennial, 250 years. And on the head side, it's the American Eagle, the American flag, America's 250. These coins cost like $67 to mint. We're selling them for $117.76, 1776, and that 40-something bucks we make funds this operation. There's only 5,000 of these. They will sell out. The 2,000 is almost sold out, but don't worry. They're coming in Friday, so you'll be able to get it. But I would take action now. We need these funds. We can do anything if you support us. We also have the biggest sale ever that ends tomorrow at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free on the ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit that's so amazing. Up to 60% off all the other great supplements. Some of these are lost leaders and the Patriot apparel. And if you're a VIP, the coin is $99. Everybody should be a VIP. You're going to buy anything. It's $30 a month. You get $40 to spend instantly. Special sales, special offers. Sales on top of sales on everything when you're a VIP. VIPs, we love you. Thank you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The tip of the spear of the second American Revolution in 1776 worldwide. I'm counting on you. The bat signal's fired. I salute you. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Royce White live in 2 minutes. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at alexjoneslive.com. And, of course, at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.